Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Pesachim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shlomo Nyman le'ilui nishmas HaRav Yaakov ben Matisyahu.
We're learning Maseches Pesachim, Daf Pei Aleph. We're going to go through the sugya of Tumas HaTahayim. There's a special type of Tumas HaTahayim, which there are kulais that you don't have by other Tumah. Like the Mishnah says, the Mishnah on payment base, if someone's a nazir and bringing his karbanis, or someone brings a karban pesach and the blood becomes tame, the tzitz is miratza, even though you're not allowed to mizarek the dam betuma, the tuma passes the karban. But by the evid, if you're zarek, the tzitz is miratza, the karban is kosher. Ve'ena tzitz miratza al tuma saguf. But if a nazir and oisa pesach, they themselves, the bailam, become tame, so then, there's no din of ritzli tzitz, because the din is l'mashal la'isa pesach. The din is that if someone's tamei, he's not chazi la'achila, so memela, he's possible from being the karban pesach. He can't bring the karban pesach. So there's no din of ritzli tzitz for that. Even if he didn't know that he was tamei, was a shegik, or b'di'evit, but still, since he's tamei, he's possible from being the karban pesach. There's no halacha of ritzli tzitz. The same thing a Nazir. Nazir becomes Tamei a Tumas Meis. He's Saisu is Naziris. He has to start over again. So the Karbanis that he brings for Naziris Tara are of course no good because he didn't finish the Naziris. Even though he finished, but since now he became Tamei, so that's Saisu the Naziris. Now he has to start over again. And there's no din of Ritzitzitz for that. Avad that the Karbanis don't work, they're all possible because he's Tamei. But there's a din, Nim a Tumas at Tahayim Hatzitz Meratza. But there's a special case of Tumas HaTahayim whether you have Ritzitzitz. What's the case of Tumas HaTahayim? The Gemara explains in Daf Pei Aleph Amid Beis, Ezer Tumas HaTahayim, Kol Shlehika Be'echad B'Seifa Eilam. Aval Hika Be'echad B'Seifa Eilam Einzer Tumas HaTahayim. If at the time that the man became Tamei, absolutely nobody in the world knew that Tumah existed. There was a dead person lying somewhere, and nobody knows that there's a dead person here, and someone came into contact with that dead person, so he was mal on it, and there was no yidia to anyone in the whole world. That's called Tumas HaTahayim. So even now we find out that there is a dead person there, and that he was mal on the mace, that he came into contact with the dead person and became tame. But since the tumah was an oifen of Tumas HaTahayim, there the tzitz is miratza, there be the eved, the karban pesach is kosher, the karban naziris is oila, he's already finished his naziris, he doesn't have to bring a pesach sheni. That's a din of Tumas HaTahayim. Now Rashi brings it to Sefta, that for Tumas HaTahayim you need two things. The first thing is at the time of the tumah, the time that he became tamei, absolutely nobody in the world should know about it. That's the first thing you need for Tumas HaTahayim. If at the time he became Tamei, there was somebody that knew that this Tumah was there, this mace was there, then that's not Tumas HaTahayim altogether. That would go in the regular category of Tumah, not Tumas HaTahayim. And the second thing you need is that the Nazir and the Eisa Pesach, they weren't informed of the Tumah until after the Karban. In other words, other people could know about it already before. The Tanai that nobody knows about it is a Tanai B'Shasi becomes Tamei. But there's a din that if he knows about it, if the Nazir and the Eisa Pesach found out that they become Tamei B'Tumas HaTahayim before they brought the Pesach, or before the Nazir brought his Karbanis, so then there's no din of Tumas HaTahayim anymore. And we'll see a little bit more B'Pratius about that din when we discuss the Gemara in Pei Aleph Amid Beis, the Gemara that discusses Neida Kaidim Zrika and Neida Achaz Rika. But Al Kopanim, the Pashta says that Tumas HaTahayim is Tutnan. First Tanai is that at the time of the contact of the Tumah, it was a Tumah which nobody in the world knew existed. And the second is that the time that they brought the Karban, the one who brought the Karban did not know yet that he became Tumah, even though other people already could know. But he didn't know yet that he became Tumah. In those cases, the Karban, the Pesach, where the problem is that he can't bring a Pesach because he's Tumah, you need a Raya L'Achila, a Tumah is Nitchil Pesach Sheni, or by a Nazir, where the problem is that he has to start his Naziris over, but since he didn't know about the Tumas HaTahayim until after the Karban is kosher and it works, he's Yetzir the Karban Pesach, and he's finished his Naziris. Now, the Gemara declares a shayla. What about the kayin? That's meratzah b'karbanos of the Nazir and the Isa Pesach. Does he have also the heter of tumas atahim? In other words, is tumas atahim only a din in the Bailam that when the one who's bringing the Pesach or the Nazir becomes tamei b'tumas atahim and doesn't know about it till after they brought the karbanos, then it's good. But the kayin is a din stamazite. Whenever a kayin is tamei, that passels the avodah. Kayin is one of the psulei avodah, and even b'di'evin, if the kayin is tamei, that passels the avodah. But the question is, what about in the case of tumas atahim, where the kayin brings the carbon pesach or brings the karbanos nazir? Does that passel the avodah, or maybe it's the same heter of tumas atahim you have for the bailam you have for the kayin? So the Gemara wasn't directly Peshit the Shaila. The Gemara has a long Shakla Vitaria. But the Gemara brings another Shaila with an Imtim Suleimar. Suleimar Kayin Amaratza B'Karbon Isayim Huchulay Tumas Atayim Kayin Amaratza B'Tamid Mai. The Gemara says, if you're going to say that the Kayin that brings the Nazir Naisa Pesach, again, if he had Tumas Atayim, that's how he became Tamei. And Pashtus the case is he didn't know about it until after he brought the carbon. But maybe that's only by Nazir and Eisa Pesach. Where there's Alachal Meshim Yisina if Tumas HaTahayim by Nazir and Eisa Pesach, Lagabi the Bailam, that as long as no one in the world knew about it, Peshas, the contact of the Tumah, and the Bailam didn't know about it when they brought the carbon, so it works. So who had in the Kain? Mashenke and Tamid. It's not the way. By Tamid, you don't have the din of Tumas HaTahayim. The other side is, you learn out Talmud from Pesach, just like by Pesach, there's a din that Tumas HaTayim works, so Talmud also Tumas HaTayim works. And there the Gemara says that you learn out Me'adai Me'adai from Pesach, that since Pesach it says Me'adai and Talmud also, so who would in the carbon Talmud, Tumas HaTayim would work. And the Chayr, that would apply to all Karbanis Tzibur, because all of them say Me'adai, all the Karbanis Musafim, that you bring, and Mesal Menachatayis HaTzibur, all the Karbanis HaTzibur, where normally when a Kayin is Tamei, and even if no one knew about it, but if it wasn't Tumas HaTayim, that means somebody knew that there was Tumah there, even if nobody knew that this particular Kayin was Tamei. So that's not called Tumas HaTayim. So even B'di'evid, all the Karbanis that he brought are Pasul, because the Tamei is a Pasul Aveda, he's Mechal Aveda, like it says in the second parak of Zvachim. But that's only by Tumah Yedua, a Tumah that people know that's there, again, even if they don't know that the Kayim became Tameh. But if at the time of the contact of the Tumah was Tumah Satahim, at that time no one knew the Tumah existed, so then, as long as the Kayim wasn't informed of the Tumah before he brought it, so that it's his Meratzah and Tumah Satahim. You have the din by Nazir Naisa Pesach, and the Gemara says you learn out Talmud from Pesach. But the Gemara is mashma that stafka din by a carbon Nazir or a carbon Pesach, and then all the carbonis Sibur that you learn out from Pesach. Mashayin kein a carbon yachid, any other carbon yachid besides the Nazir and Pesach, doesn't have a din of Tumas HaTahayim. And a kayin that's nimma b'tumas HaTahayim wouldn't work the even with the Evid, it would be possible to have Eidah. And the Rambam, the Maisa, doesn't paskin that way. The Rambam, the Chetzbiyas, and Mikdash paskins by all Karbanis. If the Kayin is Nimma B'Tumas HaTahayim, the B'Di'evid, the Tzitz is Meratzah. Not just by Pesach and Azir, and not just by Karbanis Tziba, but by all Karbanis. Achrayim shtals lechap on it. The Likutei Halachos and the Chafetz Chaim says that that's how he learned up the maskan of the Gemara. It's a little bit shvei. The Gemara says the Aleph Tamid mi Pesach, but that's how the Ram learned up that there's no chilik legabe the kayim meratzah b'karbon esayim. If a kayim works by Nazir and Pesach, so it worked by all karbanis. Shita is a Rambam. Now the Gemara brings down the Raisa that says Tani Rabbi Chia le'amr tumas taim el lemeis bilvad. Tumas time only works for mace. So Gemara was discussing which tum is he coming lafuke. So Gemara thought that he must be coming lafuke sheretz. That only when by mace, when you come into contact with the mace, with tumas at time, they have the kula of tumas at time. But by sheretz you don't. The Gemara wanted to bring a raya from there, that obviously it must be that by a kayin also there's a din that Tumas HaTahayim, the tzitzis meratzah. Because if it was only the Bailim, Sheretz, the whole Tumas Sheretz doesn't apply to Nazir, because Nazir only Seisir, the Naziris, if it's Tumas Mace. Tumas Sheretz is not a problem by Nazir. And by Pesach also, if you hold Sheikh the Mazarik and Al-Tameh Sheretz, that someone's Tameh Sheretz, even if he didn't go to the mikveh yet, you could bring the Karban Pesach for him, because he could go afterwards to the mikveh, and he could still eat it tonight, even though now he's Tameh. So if you hold Sheikh the Mazarik and Al-Tameh Sheretz, so also Sheretz wouldn't apply to neither Pesach nor Nazir. So it must mean that the Kayin, if a Kayin is Tameh B'Sheretz, that passes the Avodah by all Karbanis, including Pesach and Nazir. So you need the din of a Hutter, Tumas Taim, Elul, Meis Bovan, Mafuke Sheretz. And that would be a Raya, that by a Kayin also there's a din that Tumas Taim works. So Gemara says not a Raya. Really, you could say it doesn't work by the Kayin altogether, but the reason why it says, Lehutter, Tumas Taim, Elul, Meis Bovan, is coming Lafuke Ziva. By Ziva, it works like this. If, let's say, a Zava has a Riyah one day, she has a Riyah Ziva, and then the next day she counts a Mixus Hayayim Kekule, she counts a little bit of the next day, so now she's Tahar. So she can bring a Karban Pesach. But if she has another Riyah later, after she brought the Karban Pesach, then she's Tamei L'mafreya. Then we now know that she really didn't become Tahar. The din is she's tar, if she doesn't have a riyah the whole day, then she's tar from the time she was tayvel in the morning. Now, shankin, if she ended up having a riyah that day, so then she's tar lemefreya, like if she touched anything. So if she never had a riyah that day, whatever she touches after she's tayvel in the morning is tar. But if she has a riyah that day, so then you go back lemefreya to whatever she touched, it all becomes tame. So the Gemara says that's the case of tumas tahayim de ziva. She was actually Tameh at the time of bringing the Karban Pesach, but there was nobody in the world that knew about this Tumah, because it didn't happen yet. It's a Tumah that works L'mafreya. Right now, as far as anyone could see, she's Tar. What made her Tameh today is something which didn't happen yet, so no one in the world knows about. That's why it's Tumah Setahayim. So the Gemara says, it's coming Lafuke Tumah Setahayim de Ziva. In other words, if the Isha had the Riyah the first day, and the second day she was Tevel, and they brought the Karban Pesach for her, and then she had a Riyah later that day. So since she had the Riyah after they brought the Karban Pesach, that was called Tumas HaTahayim, and therefore, it works. So, but and that's what Abchiyah means, Le'amru Tumas Taim El Lameis Bulvad, that Ziva does not have a Heter of Tumas HaTahayim. But the Gemara asks a kasha that Rabbi Yossi says in the case that we just said, that she brought the Karban Pesach and then she had a Riyah. In that case, the Karban Pesach does work. And she's potter from making a Pesach Sheni. So you see, L'chaira, that Tumas HaTahayim is a Heter by Tumas Ziva. So the Gemara says that's not the way. Rabbi Yossi, the reason why he holds you don't have to make a Pesach Sheni, is Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold of what we said, that by Azava she becomes Tamei L'mafreya, from the time of when she had the second Riyah that day. No, Rabbi Yossi holds that if she became Tar in the morning, because of Mixyam Kekulai, she remains Tar. And when she has the second Riyah that day, she's only Tamei Mikan Alaba. And the Gemara is mafalpal about that, but the Gemara says, Lamaisa Lamaskana, that's Rabbi Yossi Shita, that she's Tamei Mikan Alaba. So, Lamaskana Sar Gemara, it is a valid pshat in the Tani Rabbi Chia, that you could learn the Tanir Abchiyah, even like the man, the Amma, Sheikh the Vizarkin, Al Tamei Sheretz, and even if you want to hold that for the Kayin, there is no din of Tumas HaTahayim. So L'chaira, Tumas HaTahayim is not negate to Tamei Sheretz, because for the Nazir and Eisei Pesach, Tumas Sheretz doesn't stare at all, doesn't bother us. And for the Kayin, anyway, there's no din of Tumas HaTahayim. But you could learn that he was coming Lafuke Tumas Ziva, that there's no din of Tumas HaTahayim at Tumas Ziva, and the Brice that says that she's potter from Pesach Sheni is Rabbi Yossi holds Mikan Alabo is Tamei. Grad also, if the maskan of the Gemara that seems afterwards to be Peshit the Shaila with the Imtim Soleimar, that there is a din of Tumas HaTahayim by a Kain, so then you could also say that Le'amru Tumas Taim Alameis Bovad is Lafuke Sheretz. And you don't even have to come on to Ziva. because you could say it's sheretz, and we're going about the kain, because the kain also has a din of tumas atahim. The Rambam, though, even though he doesn't paskin like Rabbi Yossi, he paskins the mafreya tummy. But the Rambam says clearly in Ilchus Karban Pesach that a zav that had two rias and had to count shiva nekiyim, and also the same thing, after the seventh day, he's already considered tar. But if he has another ria that day, that's the mafreya seiser everything. Or a shemer shem kenev geyim, like we said, a zav that sees one day, she's already tar the next day in the morning, providing she didn't see the rest of the day. She sees the rest of the day, she's tamei lemafreya. But the Rambam says that she's part of bringing a Pesach Sheni. So the Marie Kurkus already asks Akasha. That only stems like Rav Yasi, that holds that the Tum is Mikan al Abba. But the Rambam that passes like the Rabbanan that the Tami lemafreya. And the Gemara says, Leomer Tum is Taimel lemeis buvat. So Lechaira, why should they be part of Pesach Sheni? Once we find out now that they were Tamei b'shas the Pesach, so they shouldn't be Yetzir of Pesach at all, and they should have to bring a Pesach Sheni. That's the Mirkurkis' Kasha. So the Tzlach says, Kinira, and the Rambam held that we hold that a Kayin and Ratzah B'Karban is same as also has a din of Tumas Atahim. So Mimela, Tumas Atahim is Negei to Sheretz, even though we pass in Sherech and the Vazarik and Altame Sheretz. So when Rabbi Chiya said, Layomer Tumas Atahim El Lemeis Bulvad, he's not coming Lafuke Ziva. He's coming Dafka Lafuke Sheretz. So by Sheretz, there's no din of Tumas Atahim. But by Ziva, there is a din of Tumas Atahim. And the Mela, the reason why the Rambam holds a part of the Pesach Sheni is because it's Tumas Atahim by Ziva also. That's a Chiddush. Also, the Tzlach points out that the Rambam in Hilchas Naziris, when he brings down the din of Tumas Atahim by Nazir, he says, Le'amru Tumas Atahim el Lemeis Bovad, but not by a Harug, because a Harug, someone who was killed, the guy who killed him knows that the guy is there, and therefore you don't have a Tumas Atahim any time somebody was killed. So the Ravid asked the Kasha that that's not shot in the Memra of Le'amru Tumas Atahim el Lemeis Bovad. That's not shot in that Memra. The pshat isn't nothing to do with mace and haruk. Feshteitz haruk is no tumas atayim. That's not the din of tumas atayim. You need lehukavayel that nobody knows about it. And feshteitz every haruk, the one who killed him knows about it. So that's not what Reb Chiya meant. Playam tumas atayim mace bavan adra. But the Gemara says clearly it means as opposed to another tumah like sheretz or ziva. But Kinnir, the Rambam didn't learn that way. Could be the Rambam held the tzlach is mefalpel. That maybe the Rambam held this was only in the Havan of the Gemara, but there's another Pshat in Reb Chiya, but that would also answer that the Rambam holds the Maskana that there is no din of Le'amar Tumas Taim and Le'meis Bulvad. Tumas Taim would apply to all Tumas, and what it means, Le'amar Tumas Taim and Le'meis Bulvad, is Lafuke if he was killed as opposed to he died naturally, because when he was killed, that means that somebody knows about it. An afkamina between these two Pshatim would be what Le'maskana is a din by Sheretz. Let's say a kain was taka tamei b'tumas atayim b'sheretz. According to the first pshat of the tzlach, there would be no hit of tumas atayim. According to the second pshat of the tzlach, there would be. In the Rambam, it's not so clear, because the Rambam doesn't explain tumas atayim when he talks about the kain in Hilchas Bias Mikdash. He says, I told you what tumas atayim is already in Nazir. And by Nazir, taka sheretz is not negei b'chlal. So it's not very clear if tumas atayim applies to sheretz, so that's the Rambam. Al Kapanim, it's come out mafurish in the Rambam that Tumas Atayim does apply to Ziva. In the Ravid in the Asaga and Hilchas Naziris, it's mafurish that he held that Tumas Atayim doesn't apply to Ziva, and that's the pashtus of how the Gemara learns. Not by any other Tumah. Just the question is, where do you find that it's negayah to another Tumah? You can find this negayah to a Sheretz if you hold Ein Sheretz and Vizarek and Otami Sheretz, or if you hold that a Kayin also is a Hadar of Tumas Atayim. You can find it's negeya by Ziva if you don't hold like Rabbi Yossi. If you hold this tumah lemafrei, then it's negeya by Ziva. But the klal is the klal that le'amar tumas hatayim el lemeis bovad, and any other tumah wouldn't be nichla. But the Rambam says mafurish that by tumas Ziva is also nichla tumas hatayim al kapanim the way that tzlach learns the Rambam. That's how the achrayim learn the Rambam. And by sheretz, you could clear. Now let's go weiter. Let's see the Gemara in Amud Beis, in Pe'alef Amud Beis, Amud Mar Bar Vashi. There, Mar Bar Vashi says, he started off saying, only time Tumas HaTayim works, like we discussed this already, is only if he first found out about the Tumas HaTayim after Zrika. The Chi is Darek Dam, Shaper is Darek, because B'Shas Zrika, it's already finished. But let's say it was known before the Zrika, Loi Meratza, doesn't work. That's the first Lashon of Mar Bar Vashi. So the Gemara says, Meisvei, Mar Akasha, it says, Amaitzi Meis Mushkav L'Rach V'Shal Derech, if you find a dead person, which is towards the width of the way, L'Tshuma Tamei, L'Nazaveis HaPesach Tar, V'Chal Tamei V'Tar La'Bohu. Since it says the chumi is tame, but for nazir neisa pesach is tar, the word tar is not mashmi he was yaitse b'di'evit, but now he's tame. The word tar is mashmi he could do it right now lechatchila. So how could you say it's only by neidu leilach hazrika? Or it says aliyim rachi emar. That's not what my Rav Ashi said. Ama my Rav Ashi loy tame neidu leilach hazrika. Who the meratza? Ava neidu leilach hazrika loy meratza. Alafila neidu leilach hazrika meratza. Even if he found out about it before the Zrika, it still works. So, first of all, Rashi had brought it to Sefta earlier, which said not that way. Rashi had brought it to Sefta earlier, which said that only if he knew about it before he made the Karban Pesach, then he has to make a Pesach Sheni. Only if he knew about it after he made the Karban Pesach, then he's parted from Pesach Sheni. Does that stem with the Maribar of Rashi? That's the first kasha. Second of all, Taisus asks the Kasha that the Gemara Nazir says not the way. The Gemara Nazir says that is a Mishnah Nazir that says by Tumas HaTayim, before the Giluach, if he knows before he shaved his head, the way a Nazir works is he brings three Karbanis, afterwards he shaves his head. So, if he knew about it before the Giluach, before he shaved his head, then the Halacha is that it's Saiser. He has to start over from the beginning, even though it's Tumas HaTayim. And the Gemara says, that goes like Rabbi Elazar, because Rabbi Elazar holds Taglachas Ma'akevis. Rabbi Elazar holds that you're not finished with the Nazirus until after the Taglachas. So if you knew about the Tumas HaTayim before the Taglachas, so you didn't finish yet. So therefore, it says, so you have to do the Nazirus again. So for Ektaisis, if that's true, so even though we don't hold Taglachas Ma'akevis, but we hold the carbon is Ma'akev, at least one carbon. You need at least one carbon to finish the Nazirus. So what's the pshat? The Gemara says that according to Ablezos Taglachas Ma'akevis, if you know about it before the Taglachas, it's Saiser. So who would then? According to Man Yaman, it says that the carbon is Ma'akev. If you know about it before the carbon, also should be Saiser. How do you stim this Gemara with that Gemara? So Taisus says, here it's different because it's Shechted already. If you knew about it before the Shechita, then Avada Tumas HaTayim doesn't work. But if it's after the Shechita, then it's a different story. Then, once you shechted it, even though you know about the Tumas HaTayim, you can finish. But if you hold Taglachas is Ma'akev, so then even though you already brought the Karbanis, you're still not finished till the Giluach. So then it depends on the Giluach. And by the Giluach, there's no two stages. If you know before the Giluach, you say, sir, that's it, you have to start over. But if you know about the Tumas HaTayim after the Giluach, so then by the Evid, it's good. It's Meratz on Tumas HaTayim. But if you hold this the Karbanis, so then my Rav actually thought that I have to know about it before the Shechita. You have to know about it after the Zrika. That as long as you know about it after the Shechita, even though it's before the Zrika, but still, you know about it before the Zrika, you're not Zayrik the Dam, and if you're Zayrik, it's not Hertzah because you already know about it, it doesn't have a din of Tumas HaTayim anymore. Mashiach in the Gemara's Meskan is, no, it's totally in the Shechita. If you knew about it before the Shechita, then it's a problem. But if you know about it after the Shechita, even before the Zrika, already it's okay. Yeah, Rashi's Mashman that way also, because Rashi, by the case of the Talmud, he asked Akasha, that why was the Gemara claiming about Tumas HaTahayim by the Kayin HaMaratza B'Tamid, by a Talmud that didn't is a Tumad Chuyi B'Tzibur. So, what's in the gay Tumas HaTayim? Tumas HaTzibah. You could bring a carbon tzibah b'tumah. So Rashi says, going man the yom tumah d'chuyihi b'tzibah, and you mechuyif to get a tar to bring the carbon. If you have a tar, you mechuyif to get a tar to bring a carbon. You can't bring it with a tameh. And we're talking about before Zrika, like the Maskana Ma'abar Vashi, before Zrika, so then you could even lechatchila do with the carbon tummy. But Rashi l'chayim means before Zrika, meaning but after Shchita. Avad, if it's before Shchita, so that's what we have in Taisus, that that before Shchita ready, you don't have the din of Tumas HaTayim. It's talking about Dafka after Shchita. But the Rambam's Mashmi, he had a different shot. Not that there's a chilah Shchita and Zrika. Because the Rambam says, in Halacha Yud Beis, Misha asa Pesach b'cheska shu'u tar, someone who made it Pesach thinking he was tar, achach noidolei she'atame b'tumas HaTayim, and afterwards he found that he was tamei b'tumas HaTayim, ain't chayv in Pesach Sheni. But that was a lachem piya kabbal. That's a lachem leishim. You see now that he's not chayv in Pesach Sheni. Avo emnaydu l'shutami b'tumi yedua chayv in Pesach Sheni. If what he found that was his tamei in the tuma, which other people knew that the tuma was there, tumi yedua not tumas HaTayim, then he's chayv in Pesach Sheni. Now the Rambam says achas she'asa the Pesach. Asa sounds like the entire asiyah. It sounds like that the Rambam is saying that the only time Tumas HaTayim works is if you know after the Zrika. And that's the pashtus of the Tesef that Rashi brought down. It's mamish the words of the Rambam. But the Mashmais of the Rambam, the Stam Lashon the Rambam is Achas She'asa, he's not Mechalt in Shchita and Zrika. He doesn't bring the halacha here that even if you know the before the Zrika, it's good enough. He says, you know the Achas She'asa. So what's Takab Shad in the Sugya according to the Rambam? The Rambam holds as a second din of Tumas HaTayim. And it's totally on the two pshatim, Amachaykes Rashi and the Rambam in the next Gemara. The next Gemara says, Hamaitzi meis mushkev l'rach v'shel derech. Let's say you find a mace which is lying towards the width of the way. L'tshuma tame. V'tshuma is tame. Why? Rashi says, because Hizicha had contact with the mace. Hizicha became tame. Why is he tar? Because it's Tumas HaTayim. So like the Gemara explained, it's before Zrika. So therefore, and like Taisa said, it's after Shchita. And therefore, if Tumi has the heter of Tumas HaTayim. By Medvar Murim She'en Le'makam Lavar, Aviesh Makam Lavar Af L'Tshuma Tar. It's only when there's no place where he could have gone and avoided the mace. But if there's a place where he could have avoided the mace, even for Tshuma is tar. Why? Because Safek Tumi She'sarabim Sveikai tar. It's talking about a Safek Tumah Shesarabim. Therefore, if it's a Safek, he's tar, even if it's Shuma. Nothing to do with Tumas HaTayim. And then it says, Medvar Murim Shematzeh Shalim, Avo Meshuba Mefurik tar, or so even if it's the Rachbet, Shem Abayna Prakat Mavar. Bryce goes on, and the last thing the Bryce says, Medvar Murim Mahalach Miraglov, Avo Tane Rachav Tame, Lefisha Mahalach Miraglov, Efshe Shalyiga Veloyal, that when he's walking, so then it's possible that he wasn't a geya, but when he's riding, then it's impossible he certainly came into contact. So Rashi learns that's also talking about Truma. That entire part of the Brayis is talking about Truma. By Nazir and Eisa Pesach, even if he was Vadei Tamei, he's tar, because it's Tumas HaTayim. That's the whole point. That's the point of Hamaitzim Eis Mushkev L'Rach B'Shal Derech. He's Vadei Tamei, for Tshuma he's Tamei, for Nazir Eis Pesach he's tar, because it's Tumas HaTayim. The entire rest of the Brayis is discussing Tshuma. That by Tshuma, if it's Meshubar or Mefurik, if it's broken up, so then it's a Suffolk by Tshuma also, so he's tar. But by Meshubar and Mefurik, if he's riding, then even if it's Meshubim and Mefurik, it's the Efshe Shalayal, and therefore he'll become Tame in that case also. But the Rambam has a different pshat. The Rambam holds that the chilek between Mahalach Miraglov or Rochon Eitan Masa is by Nazir and Eisa Pesach. It's by Nazir and Eisa Pesach. That's where the chilek is. By Nazir and Eisa Pesach, when he's Mahalach Miraglov, he's Tar. But when he's Tan or Rochov, then it's Yevshe Shleiga, he's Tameh by Nazir Neisa Pesach also. And this is what the Rambam says. Mishava b'derech v'nimsa meis mushkev l'rach b'shal derech. A guy goes in the way, he finds a meis mushkev l'rach, memhoya meis tumas ha'tahayim, afa b'ishu tami l'tshuma, hareza tar l'pesach, v'shoichet v'oichel pischoi. And he could go l'chatchila and shech the nidas pesach, not after shkita, even before shkita. even though for Chumi he's Tame, but for Nazir and Eisei Pesach he's Tar, and he can lechatchila go and shecht and eat the Pesach. Even though it's possible he might be Tame, Halvi Tumas at Tahaim Tar le Pesach. Even though the mace is complete, until he knows for sure that he became Tomei. In other words, the Rambam is learning that Meitzah makes Rach v'shal Derech for Nazir and Eisei Pesach, the reason why he's Tar is because there is a possibility that he didn't become Tomei. But for Trumi, he's Tomei. And then the Rambam says, that's only when he's walking. Because there is a possibility they didn't touch. It's impossible that he shouldn't have came into contact with the tummy. So, what's the pshat in the Rambam? The Rambam is saying that Meitzah Meis the Rochvai for Nazir and Eisei Pesach, he's tar because it's possible that he didn't touch. But it's only with the heter of Tumas HaTahim. But for Chumi is Tame. But if it's not Shalem, then even for Chumi is Tar. But if he's Ton or Rachov, then even for Nazir Eisei Pesach is Tame. So the Achreinim learn, and this come out, all the Achreinim say the same pshat, that the pshat's like this. If it's a real Safek, a 50-50 chance of Safek HaShakel, then even for Chumi Yatar. That has nothing to do with Tumas HaTahim. That's the cases in the Brisa when the mace is not shalim, then when it's Meshuvah or Mufurik, then you have an equal suffix. You don't know if he's Tame, if he's not Tame. So even for Chumi is Tar. If it's shalim and Larach Bishal Derech, so then, even though it's possible that he's not Tame, but it's very unlikely. It's a Rav, it's an Umdana. The Pashtus is that he's Tame. And for Chuma, it's not Safik Tumishis Ram Sveka Tar. It's not a Safik. Since in all likelihood he became Tame, so that means that he's Tame for Truma. Why is he Tar for Nazir Neisa Pesach? That's a new din of Tumas HaTahim. That since it's not Mamish 100% Vaday, it's not 100% Vaday, so Mamela, that's why he's Tame. That's why for Nazir Neisa Pesach, you have the heter of Tumas HaTahim, because it's not 100% Vaday. By Ton and Rachav, which 100% Vaday, then even for Nazir Veisu Pesach is Tami. So you see from the Rambam, and this is how the Achrayim learn, Reb Chaim, Reb Shimon, the Chazanish, the Keren Ayre Nazir already says this, that there's really two cases of Tumas HaTahim in the Rambam. There's a case of Tumas HaTahim where he's Vaday Tami, we know for sure he's Tami, but he didn't find out about it until after he made the Karban Pesach. That's one case of Tumas HaTahim. And that case of Tumas HaTahim, the halacha is that if he found out about it after he brought the Karban Pesach, after the Nazir brought the Karbanes, then it's Meratzah, he's Yaitzah, he's finished his Nazirus, he doesn't bring a Pesach Sheni. If he found out about it before, and L'chayr, it means even before the Zrika, once he didn't have the Gemara of the Karban, it's too late, you already know about it, it doesn't have the din of Tumas HaTahim anymore, and you're not Yetzir the Karban Pesach, and you have to be Seisir in Aziris. But then there's a second case of Tumas HaTahim, where you're not 100% sure. It's enough Vaday to be Tomei for Truma. You don't say Safak Tumas HaSarabim Sveikai Tar, because Pashas he was Noga. For Truma he's Tomei. But for Nazir Leisir Pesach, we about to have a din of Tumas HaTahim. The din of Tumas HaTahim makes that you don't have to worry about this tuma, and even before the shkita, v'shaychet v'aychol pischai, even before the shkita, the halacha is that he's tar, and the reason is because it's not 100% of vaday. Zogin d'achreinim, it's really not two completely separate dinim; it's really the same din. Tumas HaTahim, like we explained earlier, means a certain tuma when the contact to the tuma took place, nobody knew about the tuma. That gives it a shame Tumas HaTahim. Now, the din by Tumas HaTahim is that as long as there's no yediya, as long as the one who's making the Pesach and the Nazir doesn't know about it, then it doesn't shter. Till there's a yediya, it doesn't shter. Before there's a yediya, we don't worry about it. So, Mamela, If there's a Yediyah Vada'is, so then it depends. If the Yediyah Vada'is came before the carbon, and that would mean even before the Zrika of the carbon, so once there's a Yediyah Vada'is, that's it. We lose the Heter of Tumas at time, and now you can't use it anymore. And now, so therefore, he has to bring a Pesach Sheni. He has to be Saisir in his ears. But if there's no Yediyah Vada'is, that's called Loinayda. Yediyah that's necessary for Tumas HaTayim needs a 100% Yediyah. That's the din of Tumas HaTayim. Without a 100% Yediyah, so you don't have the Yediyah that's necessary for Tumas HaTayim. So since the Tumah definitely, the contact of the Tumah definitely wasn't in time when nobody knew about this Tumah, so the Tumah is called Tumas HaTayim, so therefore you need Yediyah. So if you have the Yediyah of Adas, attack it depends. If it's before you bring the carbon, after you bring the carbon. But if it's a suffix, so then even if the idea was before you brought the carbon, but the idea suffix is not called the idea, even though it's enough of a vadai that by tshuma it's tameh, because you have a raiv. So halachically, we do assume that the tuma took place, but to be called the idea benigeya to take care of the problem of tumas, to take care of the head of tumas at time, it's only called the idea when it's the idea with a total vadas. So that's the difference between Rachav and Ton, or Heilech. By Heilech, even though for Tshuma it's Tame, because Al Piroiv he was Naga, but Al Kaponim there's an Efsharis that he wasn't, so you have the Heter of Tumas HaTayim, and Azu Naisu Pesach, and by Tshuma you Tame. Mashengi by Rachav, that's called the Yediyah Vados. There is no possibility he wasn't Naga, and therefore, you don't have the thing Din of Tumas HaTayim. So again, we have a Machlokes Rashi and Taisus with the Rambam. Rashi and Taisus are not Machalik this way. Rashi and Taisus hold that what's called Yediyah, Benigeya Tumas HaTayim, is exactly the same as what's called Yediyah, Benigeya any other Tumah. As long as there's a halachic assumption that he's Tumah, that's called Yediyah. So there's only one din. If the Tumah was a Tumas HaTayim, the time of contact of the Tumah was in a time when nobody knew about the Tumah, so then, it, once you know about it, you can't go and bring the Pesach, you can't go, Nazir, you can't go bring the Karbanis. You say, sir. But if you don't know about it, so then, b'di'evit, the carbon's good. What did Marbar Avashi mean when he said that it's good, even though it's kaidim zrika? He meant if it's achashkita. Even though the carbon wasn't finished yet, they didn't do the zrika, wasn't mechap yet, but if you shechted it before the idea, you're allowed to finish it, you're allowed to be mashlim the carbon. And that's what the b'raisa was meram, is when it says tar, meaning if it's after shkita, he's tar, he could continue, he could do the entire carbon. Mashenke, the Rambam, in one way is machmir, in one way is meiko. The Rambam holds that if it's a yediyah vadois, if you know 100% for sure that he's tamei, there the pshat is, there it's totally on the zrika. If it's after the zrika, so you have the hetter of tumas hatayim, because you didn't have a yediyah till after the carbon was brought. But if it's a yediyah vadois, if it's before the zrika, so then there's no heter of tumas hatayim, because you have the idea before the carbon was finished. Not like Rashi and Taisa that hold that after the shechita already you could. But the Rambam's mechadish that even if something is enough of a beer to tell us that it's tamei, and the gabe tshuma the din is that it's tamei, but for tumas hatayim to be called idea, you need the idea vados. You need 100% sure. If there's any suffix at all, even though we pass it not like that way. Not like the suffix. We paskin that it's tameh, but as long as there is some suffix, some efsharis, some possibility that he's not tameh, that's already not called yediyah for tumas hatayim. And the meila, that would help, even if he found out about it before the shechita. He's shaychit v'eichel pischai. So when it's a yediyah v'ados mamish, so the Rambam holds it has to be after the zrika. But when it's a yediyah, which is not totally vadai, even though it's enough to make it tameh for tshuma, but by Nazir Vayisa Pesach, when you have the din of Tumas HaTayim, that's not called the idea, and you could now go l'chachila and shecht and eat the carbon Pesach. That's the Shita of Rambam. Now there's one more nekuda in the Rambam, which the Achrayim point out, that this is all b'negei of the Bailam. In Hilchas Carbon Pesach, here's where the Rambam says is chilek between a yediyah safik and a yediyah zvadai. When the Rama Menuchas Bias and Mikdash, the guy be the Kohen that's Meratzu with the Karbonis, there he doesn't make the Chilik. There he doesn't make the Chilik between a Tumah Vadai and a Tumah Safik. Here the Rambam says, Kain she'ovan, v'achach noyde she'yitomei, Hilchos b'yismikdash perek dal alach avav, Kain that did avayda, and then he found out he's tomei. Imi tomei yedua, kolak amon ha'shikav sulim, she'avadah se'chulim, he's mechal da avayda, tzitz is not meratz and tomei se'gov, and memel everything is possible. Bimi tumas a time, a tzitz miratza. But if it's tumas a time, the tzitz is miratza. V'cholak aban and shekiv nirtzu. So far, so good. But like we said, the Rambam held that the din, that tzitz is miratza and tumas time is, but all kabanas, not just kabanas, sibur, and pesach and ozer. But then the Rambam says, afilu noidle shutame kaidim she yizra kadam v'zarak hurtza. Even though he knew he was tummy before the zrikas adam, and then he was zarak, his hurtza. She tzitz miratza al tumas a time afapi shehu mezit. Because the tzitz is meratza and tumas at time, even though he's mezit. Amam is mash maklar chilik between the nazir and the eisav pesach, where there the pshat is, if it's a yediyah v'ados, and it's before the zrikas adam, so then it is eisav by a nazir and eisav pesach. There's no din of tumas at time. Only the yediyah safek, then the halacha is that he could go l'chatchila mishaychet v'eichel pischai, because yediyah safek's not a yediyah. But by kayin, even Yediyah Vadois, the Rambam says, Kaidim Zrika, the Tzitz is Meratza, he says. He says, Ashmel Chathchila, he shouldn't be Zarek. But the Tzitz is Meratza, Tumas Atayim, Afa Pishu Mezid. But the evidence works, because the Tzitz is Meratza, Tumas Atayim, even though he's Mezid, even though he had a Yediyah before the Zrika. So Kanira, the Rambam holds that the whole din, that Tumas Atayim only works when you don't have a Yediyah, is dafka my nazir v'isa pesach. Mashenki by the kain amiratza b'karben isayim, there's no din. There, yediyah doesn't shter at all. That's the mashmais of the Rambam. So there, kama achrayim learn up in the Rambam that the chilik is ritzitzitz. It's Reb Chaim says, Reb Shimon says, Reb Meir Simcha, but they all have a different cheshbon exactly how they get there. But the tzad hashava between the achrayim's pshat is the difference between ritzitzitz. When you're dealing with ritzu tzitz, when you're dealing with tzitz miratza, the halach is that tzitz is miratza and mezit, just like shegik. The halach is yediyah doesn't shter. There's a halach that you have tumas hatayim. Tumas hatayim is a different type of a tumah halach al-meshim yisinai. That even though normally the tzitz is not miratza and tumas aguf, but the tzitz is miratza and tumas hatayim. When you have ritzu tzitz, that would apply even if you have the yediyah beforehand. The yediyah is not going to shter the ritzu tzitz. As long as the tumah has a shame tumas atayim, that means that when he came into contact with the tumah, nobody knew about it. It's chal the tumah, shame tumas atayim. So that's it. Even yediyah wouldn't shter. But that's dafka when you have the kayim being meratzah with the karbanis. Mashen came when you have the nazir and the isa pesach, there, the ritzu tzitz is not going to work. Because ritzu tzitz works when you have a problem with the carbon. The dam is tame, the bas and the chaylev perhaps, is the shayla of ritzu tzitz works there. By tumas of time, even when the kayin's tame, you have a problem with the carbon, then you have ritzu tzitz. But when you have a problem with the bailim, when you have a problem with the one who's bringing the pesach, or the nazir, that the nazir becomes tame, and it's being seisur as naziris, or the Isa Pesach becomes Tamei, and he's Nidchel Pesach Sheni, it's not Shaykh Ritzu Tzitz, the problem's not with the carbon. The problem is with the Bailim. The problem is that a Tamei can't bring a carbon Pesach. A Nazne becomes Tamei, Seisit and Aziris. It's not a problem with the carbon. Ibezai Ritzu Tzitz doesn't work. So there, if you don't have a Yediyah, that's a din of Tumas at time. Until there's a Yediyah, we don't reckon with the Tumah altogether. Not mitzad ritzu tzitz. Stop, you don't reckon with the Tumah. So if the Yediyah was after the Zrika, it's fine. If, like we said, it's a Yediyah Suffolk, Yediyah Suffolk lo shema Yediyah. That's not called the Yediyah. Again, we have a Tumas time without a Yediyah, if it was a Suffolk, even though it's enough of a Vadai to make a Tumah for Truma, but it's not 100% Vadai, it's only like a Rav, and therefore it's not called the Yediyah, so you don't reckon with the Tumah altogether. But by a Kayin, there, even if you have a Yediyah Vados, you still have a din of Ritzu Tzitz. That's Be'erich Levart. The only thing is that L'chayrit Shver, because the Mishnah says that the Tzitz is Meratz and Tumas time. And the Mishnah L'chayrit is talking about who a din, the din Bailim that's there. We're talking about when the Bailim is Tame, not when the Kayin is Tame. And the Mishnah uses the word Ritzu Tzitz by the Bailim also. And Ma'ar Bar Avashi L'chayrit is also going on the Mishnah. If Marbar Avashi wasn't going on the Mishnah, so you could say Marbar Avashi was talking about the Kayin that was Meratza for the Karbanis. And there, Marbar Avashi thought that it only works if the idea was before the Zrika. If the idea was after the Zrika, I mean. Only works if the idea was after the Zrika. And he's a Mechadish. No, by a Kayin that's Meratza the Karbanis, even the idea before the Zrika works. But Lechai, it's not what Marbar Avashi is talking about. Marbar Avashi is talking about... He's talking about the Bailam Lechaira. He's going on the Mishnah. And the Gemara brought a raya from the Brice. The Brice is Zicha talking about the Bailam, the Nazir and the Eisah Pesach. Yeah, each one of the Achreinim, Reb Chaim and Sefer, Reb Shimon and Shari Yesher, the Arsameach, and also Chedusha, Mei Simcha, Mesech, this Nazir, the Chazanish, they all go through with the Chesh and with the Lomnis to explain how the Rambam learns the Mishnah, how the Rambam learns the Gemara. I'll just say a little bit that Reb Chaim learns that for the Bailam Gufa, you need two dinim. There's two problems when the Balaam is tummy. One of them mitzitzit solves, and one of them you don't need mitzitzit. It's time that there's no din of tum's time without yidia. I'll call upon him. The tzad hashav is how they learn up the Rambam is like this: that when you have the problem with the Balaam, with Pesach or the Nazir, there mitzitzit can't take care of it or can't take care of the entire problem. Then you need that there should be no yidia. And the only way it could work is either there was no yediyah until after you finished the carbon, or you had a yediyah suffix. A yediyah suffix is not called the yediyah. Now, shanking by the kayin, since you have a din of ritzitzitz, so by a kayin, it's not negay if there's a yediyah, there's not a yediyah. So by the kayin, even if he knew about the tumas time before, but the evidence hurts her. And that's the Rishitas HaRambam.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. We need your help to continue our mission. To find out about dedication opportunities, visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.